The Reluctant Traveler, recorded by Samuel J. Kaiser. Most countries have four directions, north, south, east, and west. From where I sat, Bhutan, a country the size of Switzerland, had only two, up and down. This is a country, I learned once I got there, that rises from 500 feet above sea level at its Indian border to about 25,000 feet at its Tibetan border. It does all this rising in a distance of a little under 200 miles, roughly the distance from New York to Boston. Think of Bhutan as if it were the forehead of a very worried giant. Think of me as a miniature version of that giant. According to one guidebook, the roads in Bhutan curve sharply every 9 seconds. That is an accurate observation, give or take a second either way. I know, I timed it. The problem is, the roads do all this curving on the sides of mountains. Look out the left side of your vehicle and you see blue pine and rhododendron bushes barely a couple of arm lengths away. Look out the right side and you see a cliff dropping a sheer 1,000 feet to a river in the crotch of a valley. So far away it looks like a piece of string. Maybe the driver knows what he's doing. I don't. Otherwise I wouldn't be here. Nancy and I flew into Bhutan on the 9th of May, 2007. We had flown from Bangkok, Thailand, to Paro, Bhutan, a 4-hour flight with a stopover in Calcutta. Senge Wangdi was unlucky enough to sit next to me. He spoke English, the second language of Bhutan, as well as Dzongkha, the national language. It was a seating arrangement made in heaven. He taught me how to say, "I want water" in Dzongkha. Nga nam shuge. How are you? Che gabedejur. I don't like hot buttered tea with salt. Nga suje mige. Then Senge prodded me to say to the flight attendant when she came around with drinks, Chur jarim du. You are beautiful. She knew perfectly well where the pass was coming from. Senge gave me his telephone number and told me to be sure to call him in Thimphu if I needed help. One of Senge's friends said to me, Nam Dunabam Jarim Duga? Are there any beautiful girls on the plane? When I nodded my head and said, Do, he convulsed with laughter. I think I'm going to like the Bhutanese.